It seems hard to believe that just a few decades back, traditional music was dying in Ireland. One of the things causing Irish music to wane was the popularity of American country music. Now, Irish music has become internationally beloved, and its chief ambassador, the Chieftains. 4 decades have passed since the lads picked up the pipes, drums, and fiddles, and to mark their anniversary, the Chieftains have 2 new collections out, including one in which they directly collaborate with Nashville. Paddy Maloney plays the pipes and tin whistle with the Chieftains, which he founded in 1962, and he says his inspiration to play Irish music was nurtured on long visits to his grandmother's home in the country.
3 months of the year, holidays, a small little country cottage. To me, it was a palace, of course, and it had no running water, electricity, nothing like that. But the source of entertainment was singing songs, telling stories. And then, you know, as the evening went on, the melodeon come down off the top of the dresser. My grandfather would take out the flute and the dancing would start, go all night. And towards the end, you know, it'd be dawn, of course, and there'd be a round of waltzes. Waltzes would be played, and it's just quite sad because everybody was departing, and you'd have songs like "Tonight Is Our Last Night Together" and "The Tennessee Waltz," and of course "I'll Be All Smiles Tonight," which is on the latest one from Martina McBride, and did she nail it?
I'll be all smiles tonight, love. I'll be all smiles tonight.
Do you think that there is a real sensitivity and empathy between country music and Irish music?
Well, certainly I've heard it so many times, and this is one of the reasons, the purpose for getting into the latest project was to make that connection a little more positive and bring out the similarities and perhaps the sources, you know, of where it might have happened. Songs like "Cotton Eye Joe," which is a definite Irish tune, and or "Did You Ever Go Recruiting, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe," which of course is Miss McLeod's reel. And so you would come across certain tunes and songs like that. But I wanted to get further into it and into the grassroots of the whole thing. And hence the name, my pet name for the project being my Bluegrass, Greengrass project. So coming up with songs like, for instance, Gillian Welch sings "Katie Dear."
Oh, Katie dear, go ask your mama if you can be a bride of mine. If she says yes, come back and tell me. If she says no, we'll run away. Oh, Willie dear, there's no need asking, for she lies on her feather bed, and by her side is a silver dagger to slay the one that I would wed.
And that, of course, is a direct connection to the old Irish song, "The Butcher Boy." And Alison Krauss did a beautiful song, "Molly Bawn," Bawn being white, the colour white, and because she had an apron wrapped around her and he took her for a swan.
Come all ye young fellas that handle a gun, beware of night rambling by the setting of the sun, and beware of an accident that happens.
researching this, I came across the song Polly Vaughan, and sung also by people like Peter Paul and Mary and other greats like that. But
so that the old Molly Vaughan, the old Irish song, had become this other
Polly Vaughan,
English ballad that was done even here.
Right, exactly. And that connection was there, of course. But I didn't recognise the melody or the name, the title, until I just started to listen to the words of the song, and then I linked them up.
Her white apron wrapped around her, he took her for a swan, but a hush and a sigh, 'twas his own Molly Vaughan.
And I was actually going to do a cross section, you know, two verses of this, two verses of that, but it would have taken from the lovely job that Alison eventually did on it. And I gave it that pulse, that sort of that haunting effect of alternating chords.
Mm-hmm. There was a time when country music might have overwhelmed in Ireland all these tunes, and now Irish music is so strong that you can collaborate with virtually anyone. How did you choose the songs on this 40-year celebration album? Because you've got a lovely collection of country ballads, but also Irish country ballads, like, well, the song that Joni Mitchell sings, the Magdalen Laundries, for example.
Yeah.
This is about
the Magdalen Laundries,
where girls were sent
exactly
if they got into trouble.
I was an unmarried girl, I just turned 27, when they sent me to the sisters. Father Wayman looked at me, branded as a Jezebel. I knew I was not bound for heaven. I'd be cast in shame into the Magdalene laundries.
And I know the place. I mean, it's in Dublin, you know. You know, I didn't put together the best of, or, you know, we're not into that kind of thing. Yeah. So I what I did was I put together a program as I would a concert. I threw in a few new ones, a little trip I took to the Antarctic to celebrate the new millennium. I mean, total madness here. All my family, and we go on this old icebreaker that was meant to be a luxury liner. And we went across Drake's Passage, and we ended up in Deception Island, and we berthed there, and Art Garfunkel came and sang, and Diana Krall. I put together a little track called Morning Has Broken, because it was the first light of the new millennium.
Morning has broken like the first morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from.
I've always loved that song so much.
Oh, it's great. It's a beautiful and a very old song, and made popular by quite a lot of people like Cat Stevens and that.
I was remembering the tales that I've heard from my aunt, who is 96, talking about how she lives in the house in which she was born out there. Mm. And, you know, you don't see these kinds of people much anymore. They're really, they're dying out this generation. You would know this. Yeah. And she'll say, Ireland's changing, Jackie. It's changing so much, so it is. And you'll say, how's that, Ellie? And she'll say, well, there's no one milking their own cows no more. And they're not making their own brown bread no more. And then she'll say, and Jesus, they're not always making their own music either. But that's not true. It's true about the other two things, but it's not true about this.
Not the music. No, the music has lived. But there was great fears of the music disappearing. And I always felt that something needed to be done for the music itself, traditional Irish music and this great folk art of ours. So I set out to spread the gospel around the world and took off and put together the chieftains and we pulled up the stakes and out we went. Haven't looked back since.
Now, I understand that you have your tin whistle with you.
Oh, yes.
Could you give us a tune? Would you give us a tune with it?
Well, of course, no. I believe you're a great, being from Galway, a great Irish dancer yourself. And I want to see you up on the table there dancing.
I'll be at the table. And maybe we could dedicate this to 96-year-old Ellie Lyden out there on the Derrily Road.
Oh, God love her. That means she has a lot of Irish and I'm speaking some Irish to her.
Sláinte go sól agat.
Oh, in darker story, Chinga Hanwa her fault. So here's a little tune called Banished Misfortune. We can do it. We can do it this kind of tune these days. Banished Misfortune.
I'm dancing, but I also have the tears in my eyes.
Oh, God bless you, love.
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Paddy Maloney, it's been a tremendous joy talking to you. Thank you so much.
And to you, Jake, and love to your mother. God bless her.
Thank you. The new Chieftain CDs are The Wide World Over and Down the Old Plank Road.